AP News. I'm Ben Thomas. Votes are being counted in Georgia in the runoff for U.S. Senate. Incumbent Democrat Raphael Warnock versus Republican Herschel Walker. Voter Tom Calloway says Georgians don't just vote on party lines.
Whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, we vote for people who represent us well and our values.
Criminal referrals coming from the House January 6th committee, that from the panel's chairman. While in New York, Donald Trump's company has been convicted of tax fraud for a scheme by top executives to avoid paying personal income taxes on perks such as apartments and luxury cars. Military experts say drones that have struck inside Russia have exposed the vulnerability of some of Moscow's most important military sites. Ukrainian officials are not confirming they carried them out. The State Department says the weapons used were not from the U.S., but Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says,
is the U.S. working to prevent Ukraine from developing its own long-range strike capability? The short answer is no. We're absolutely not doing that.
The suspect in the Colorado Springs nightclub shooting has been charged with hate crimes and murder. Mike Kempin has details.
22-year-old Anderson Lee Aldridge is accused of walking inside Club Q, a gay nightclub, clad in body armor, and opening fire last month with an AR-15-style rifle, killing five people and wounding 17. Patrons say the killing stopped only when they wrestled the suspect to the ground and beat Aldridge into submission. District Attorney Michael Allen says it's possible the charges against Aldridge could change.
It's somewhat likely that we will amend charges to add or maybe even subtract, depending on as we identify potentially more victims in this case.
According to defense court filings, Aldridge is non-binary and uses they-them pronouns. They have not entered a plea or spoken about the events. I'm Mike Hempen.
This is AP News. Actor Will Smith is returning with his first film since that slap at the Oscars got him banned for 10 years. Margie Zaraletta has more.
Will Smith had already finished making Emancipation when he slapped Chris Rock over a joke at the Oscars in March. Smith says his fear is that his actions would overshadow the film, which is about a man named Peter who tries to escape slavery. Smith says he's willing to face any criticism of himself head on.
One of the lessons from Peter is suffering leads to salvation. Comfortable taking my medicine.
Emancipation will be out Friday on Apple TV+. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Signings being reported at baseball's winter meetings. Josh Bell with Cleveland, Cody Bellinger to the Cubs, Mitch Haniger in San Francisco. Still out there, Yankee slugger Aaron Judge, and shortstops Carlos Correa, Xander Bogaerts, and Dansby Swanson. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Atlas Butler has convenient two-hour service windows for heating, cooling, and plumbing service. Because nobody likes waiting around. You listen in, BMB? Nobody likes waiting around.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Oh, I can't wait to meet her! Oh my gosh.
Put your hands together for new Dr. Pepper Blackberry and Dr. Pepper Blackberry Zero Sugar.
There she is! Dr. Pepper!
With sweet blackberry flavor!
Dr. Pepper Blackberry, I'm obsessed with your succulent taste! Please marry me!
No! Marry me! Marry me, or I'm gonna freak out!
Try new Dr. Pepper Blackberry.
It's a pepper thing!